This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation despite the great ravages and insanities of political correctness, which are affecting children's programming on TV, attacking the Muppets, involving all kinds of warnings attached to them, and a Cartoon Network campaign and a Coca-Cola campaign to try to inspire white guilt. Does this help America? Does this help the world? Does this help anybody? We will talk about that. We'll also talk about a brand new development in that San Francisco school naming controversy that actually is positive. We will get to that. We will tell you a little bit about the idea being put forward that basically to be white is to be arrogant, to be insensitive, to be brutal, and of course a desire to reject that before you drink your favorite soft drink. We'll also be talking about the announcement by President Trump that he will be speaking at CPAC. This is being treated as a declaration that he does mean to run for president in 2024. There's a new poll that shows that the overwhelming majority of Republicans nationwide would be willing, some say even eager, to follow President Trump into a brand new political party, a non-Republican party that would basically just ignore the so-called Republican establishment. We will cover that and all kinds of encouraging developments for Republicans regarding upcoming Senate, House, and gubernatorial races. That and much more on a busy day on The Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I mentioned good news, and I always like to begin with good news. Well, remember the story from San Francisco. Who could forget it? In fact, maybe we can even take a journey, because the music is so classic, that takes us to the city by the Golden Gate.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
some of the gentle people who now run San Francisco seem just a bit confused. You may remember they voted at the San Francisco School Board in opposition to the city, and the city is now suing the school board to try to stop the whole thing. And the school board voted 6-1 to change the name of 44 schools. It's And schools named after Saint Junipero Serra, schools named after Paul Revere, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, even changing the name of a school named after the current U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's 240 years old. But the idea that they were going to do this, of course, got condemned by the mayor, got condemned by the others. And the story in the Sacramento Bee, which is, I guess, the big newspaper you can have in the general vicinity that is outside the city limits of the Soviet of San Francisco, it says a plan to rename 44 San Francisco schools, including those honoring former Presidents Abraham Lincoln and George Washington and U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who's not on Rushmore, by the way, that plan has been put on hold. Okay, that's something worth celebrating. It's a little bit of something. It hasn't been canceled. Just put on hold. But see, put on hold in San Francisco terms may be, it could be in another galaxy. It could be in a time warp. Gabriel Lopez, newly elected as president of the school board, said in a statement Sunday, that would be yesterday, that school officials must focus on what? Reopening schools amid the coronavirus pandemic. Reopening will be our only focus until our children and young people are back in school, Lopez wrote. She canceled further hearings that had been scheduled by the renaming committee. That renaming committee has done some spectacular work, really great work. It's a message to our families, our students, and our communities, said Trustee Mark Sanchez. It is not just symbolic, it's a moral message to rename the schools, but they're putting it on hold. School names honoring Paul Revere, Francis Scott Key, Thomas Jefferson, Herbert Hoover, Father, he's now a saint in the Catholic Church, Junipero Serra, and Robert Louis Stevenson, the great Scottish author who actually spent some time in San Francisco, they were among those scheduled to be changed, according to a district list. The renaming committee faulted Washington for owning slaves, Lincoln for hangings of Native Americans, and Feinstein for reports she once ordered the replacement of a Confederate flag that had been torn down by protesters. Actually, the vandals had desecrated a bunch of flags. They had a thing of flags of all nations, flags in history. And they included the Confederate flag among those. They had destroyed a bunch of flags. When she was mayor, Feinstein asked them all to be replaced so that the vandals didn't have a victory. And for that, she has to have her name taken off of school. The board also voted to rename Roosevelt Middle School, despite confusion over it was originally named for Theodore or Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And by the way, let's have no confusion, certainly not on this show. It is Roosevelt, like Rose. It is not Roosevelt. Neither of the presidents Roosevelt pronounced it Roosevelt. That's what people did who didn't know them. Just like he wasn't Teddy Roosevelt, he was Teddy Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt. He didn't like Teddy. Just thought we would make that clear here on the Medved Show. We are concerned about truth. Some of the criteria for possible replacement names, according to the school board, include, number one, a grounding in social or economic justice. Who would that include? I don't know if they're saying. Are they going to have Karl Marx Junior High School? They want local rather than national figures. Uh-huh. And they want those who, quote, bring joy and healing to the world. You know, I actually think Robert Louis Stevenson, with A Child's Garden of Verses, he also wrote Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Nothing more joyful or healing than that. Treasure Island? I mean, come on, Robert Louis Stevenson wrote a lot of joy and healing to the world. The a number of critics of the name change argued the historical figures should be judged in historical context. What a notion. In all of their efforts, not dismissed for individual questionable actions. By the way, there are no questionable actions by Abraham Lincoln. Sorry, there are none. This is as close to a spotless, blameless life as you could possibly live. And the only people who have stuff against Lincoln, I mean real stuff against Lincoln, are neo-Confederates who talk about Lincoln the tyrant, who used federal power to free 3.5 million slaves. Actually, I think most folks would think that was pretty cool. So San Francisco, the name change is on hold, and great, they'll be able to waste more time on it. But what is this deal with Cartoon Network? And we'll play you a sample of what they are trying to communicate to your children. And this is what is so nauseating about this whole thing, is a great deal of it is focused on little kids. Yeah, that's obnoxious. It's outrageous, and it's what radicals and crazies tend to do. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Don't forget your chance to check out Relief Factor. It's a 100% research-based formula, and I'm particularly grateful because we went for a long walk on Saturday, around about 7 miles, and it wasn't raining too badly, and it wasn't too wet, and it was wonderful to be able to walk with my wife to our son and daughter-in-law's house, and it was just a great day. And Relief Factor makes it easier and more comfortable. and can do the same for you. Check it out, $19.95 for a quick start. That's just 95 cents a day. Gets you started and can make a difference in how you feel. To introduce this, make a personal confession, which is that I think like many of you, and I don't care what age you are, I think this is true for a lot of American kids. I grew up on far too much TV. And when I was a little kid, I used to spend an unbelievable amount of time, it's like years that I'll never get back, watching cartoons. And my favorite cartoons were Rocky and Bullwinkle. Rocky and Bullwinkle, as was Rocky and his friends, that include Dudley Do-Right of the Mounties, and it included Sherman and Mr. Peabody. That's when they came out with a movie of Sherman and Peabody. I think I was the only person in the world who liked it. I did. And I just watched Popeye cartoons, which were on all over the place, and were really, really stupid and weird. I mean, what's the deal with Bluto and olive oil? I mean, let alone Popeye himself. And there was a great deal of this stuff that I watched. There was a host who curated the cartoons when I was very little in Philadelphia named Willie the Worm. No, I'm not kidding. And Willie the Worm was like a sock puppet. But I was fascinated by Willie the Worm. And, you know, Willie the Worm would introduce dumb cartoons. In any event, I have never been a particular fan of the Cartoon Network because with all of the great animated films, and by the way, I think Rocky and Bullwinkle are pretty great and pretty sophisticated and all, but okay, it's a Cartoon Network, but they are now launching a controversial new public service announcement and a whole campaign on their network that encourages children to see color when they look at other kids. Only by looking through the lens of color, the Cartoon Network insists, can a person learn to be anti-racist. In other words, no more colorblind. We want people to be color conscious. Their public service ad sounds like this.
Colorblindness is our game, because everyone's the same. Everybody join our circle, doesn't matter if you're
white, or black,
or purple.
What the? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold up a minute here. Ugh, who wrote this? I think it kind of does matter that I'm purple. I mean, I'm purple because I'm literally an alien.
Well, I'm not an alien, but it definitely matters to me that I'm black.
Yeah, it makes a difference that I'm white. I know the two of us get treated very differently.
I just think it's messed up to compare me being an alien to you two being different races. You're both human. You're totally biologically the same. Adding purple people into a lesson about human racism makes no sense.
Yeah, that is pretty weird. I think people like the black, white, or purple thing because adding a fantasy race in there helps distract from the actual racism black people have to deal with.
Right. My experience with anti-black racism is really specific. Other people of color experience other forms of racism too. But you won't see any of that if you don't see color.
Dude, so this entire public service announcement could be a ploy to avoid talking about racism altogether.
Is this a great message to send to our kids? What they're singing at the beginning, they're singing, color blindness is our game because everyone's the same. Isn't that the kind of message that Dr. King dreamed of, really? The idea that color consciousness is going to help little kids, because how old are those kids supposed to be, 6, 7? I mean, really, is it very important for kids who are 6 years old to look at their best friend in school who happens to be black and says, yeah, you're really different from me? And what if one of those little kids in that public service ad had said, oh, yeah, I'm white. It's really important to me to be white because I'm so proud to be white because that makes me better than other people. Come on. This is nutty. And by the way, the alien who's purple is named Amethyst. I don't know why she's thrown in there. I think people like the black, white, or purple thing because adding a fantasy race in there helps distract from the actual racism black people have to deal with. The little black girl lectures. The ad ends with a title graphic telling kids, see color, be anti-racist. Cartoon Network turned off comments for the video on their YouTube page. The video has received almost 1,000 more dislikes than likes so far. Would that be appropriate? Why do they do this? And then there's more. There's The Muppet Show. And not cartoons, but great children's programming. And this is from the United Kingdom. It's from the Disney Company, who owns the Muppet franchise now. Now even the Muppets are branded racist, as the Daily Mail in the UK. Disney slaps popular show with an alert about offensive content, and it can only be seen on an adult account. What is it? They're anti-green? They are showing prejudice against frogs? What? Okay, here's the way the Daily Mail reports this. The Muppet Show appears to be the latest victim of political correctness, with new warnings over its historic content. The adventures of Kermit the Frog, Miss Piggy, and friends now come with an alert about offensive content. They can only be seen on an adult account. What? Muppets are for adults only? The move came to light when Disney made 5 series available on Friday, a couple of days ago, on its streaming service, which costs £6 a month, which comes to about $9, $10. The Adventures of Kermit the Frog, Animal, Miss Piggy, now have a warning about offensive content. Viewers are greeted with this following disclaimer. The program includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. These stereotypes were wrong then and they are wrong now. Rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversation to create a more inclusive future together. I would think this was a joke, but this is being done by Disney, for God's sake. The warning is believed to refer to Muppet characters designed as stereotypes of Native Americans, Arabs, and East Asians. It's also because of stereotypical Native Americans that they have a warning with Peter Pan, with the Swiss Family Robinson. Well, more coming up.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is making a move to help small businesses during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Small businesses are the engines of our economic progress. They're the glue and the heart and soul of our communities, but they're getting crushed.
The new administration is adjusting a federal small business loan program to help minority and tiny businesses in low-income areas that have not been able to secure assistance. The Supreme Court is rejecting a bid from former President Trump.
The Supreme Court cleared the way for a New York prosecutor to obtain President Trump's tax records. The High Court demanded tax records remain shielded from public disclosure. The subpoena spanned documents from January 2011 to August 2019, including his tax records from accounting firm Mazars. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Okay, the problem for the Muppets, and yes, I'm a gigantic fan of the Muppets. I mean, I even think the Muppets motion pictures. I even like the Muppets Christmas Carol. The Muppets are great, and they're wholesome. And the problem that the Disney company found with the Muppets, the reason they're limiting the availability of the Muppets programs to an adult account is there's a 1979 episode starring Spike Milligan, comedian, in which he and the puppets pay tribute to the 108 nations where the show, the Muppet Show, Sesame Street, too, were broadcast. And that particular show depicted national stereotypes. And it polarized viewers for its fleeting use of a Nazi-style gesture. What? With the Muppets? Were they raising their hand? I mean, it is still available to American users of Disney Plus. Wonderful. Some fans of the series created by puppeteer Jim Henson are not happy with the censorship. Well, no, I can imagine that we're not. Disney says on its website it is, quote, committed to creating stories with inspirational and aspirational themes that reflect the diversity of the human experience around the globe. It declined to comment to the Daily Mail. Other family films to carry the warning about offensive content include The Aristocats. The Aristocats? Dumbo? Dumbo has those crows in it who are singing. I think That's a problem. I've never seen an elephant fly, they sing. Problem. Peter Pan, he and the Lost Boys interact with Indians in Neverland, and the Indians are not politically correct. And the Swiss Family Robinson, I don't remember what the Swiss Family Robinson do wrong. It has a great musical score by John Allman, with the unbelievable score, but there's a member of parliament named Andrew Bridgen who said, I'd like to know which bunch of Muppets thought this one up. It would appear if this continues, kids won't be able to watch any TV programs which are not newly made. Is nothing safe? Sarah Cronin Stanley of Talking Pictures TV added, context is key. We should not eradicate history as we have so much to learn from it. And you have to go back and watch those Muppet episodes and say, well, this was from a time in history when it was okay to talk about large yellow birds who didn't speak. I mean, really, this is sad. And by the way, there's more. Another report from Britain. Coca-Cola employees were told in an online training to try to be less white in an effort to combat racism discrimination. That's from The Sun in Britain. And they have here, they reproduce actually something from the video that's part of this racism training. And it says the following. It says, to be less white is to be less oppressive, to be less arrogant, to be less certain, to be less defensive, to be less ignorant. To be white is to be ignorant? Can you imagine if this was reversed? I just imagine if this was reversed. To be less black is to... Can you imagine such a thing? It would be outrageous. It would be racist. It would be condemned. This should be condemned, too. I mean, this is sickening, frankly. To be less white is to be less oppressive, to be less arrogant, to be less certain, to be less defensive, to be less ignorant, to be more humble. Uh-huh. To listen. To believe. To break with apathy. To break with white solidarity. In other words, it is completely outrageous. And they have another slide. And then in this slide, the other slide, it says, in the U.S. and other Western nations, white people are socialized to feel that they are inherently superior because they are white. Research shows that by age 3 to 4, children understand that it is better to be white. What research? I mean, this is garbage. The shared training slides were met with a mix of approval and outcries, with some people saying they would consider buying more Coke products after the slides. Others threatened to boycott the company. By the way, buying more Coke, is that a good thing? Coke is not good for you. This is a more fundamental problem. By the way, the history, the corporate history of Coca-Cola, you know who was a very big early investor in Coke? Ty Cobb. Now, people who don't know America don't know Tyrus Raymond Cobb. He played for the Detroit Tigers. He was arguably the greatest baseball player ever. And, well, was he ever a racist? And he was from Georgia. He was known as the Georgia Peach. And he was an early investor in Coca-Cola and their secret formula. I guess they don't have anything on the slides about Ty Cobb. This seems like blatant racial discrimination to this employment lawyer, wrote Harmeet K. Dillon on Twitter. The company, in a statement to the Washington Examiner, said the training was intended to promote a more inclusive workplace for its employees. The video and images attributed to a Coca-Cola training program are not part of the company's learning curriculum, Our Better Together global training is part of a learning plan to help build an inclusive workplace. It is comprised of a number of short vignettes, each a few minutes long. Yeah, but if you have a short vignette that says what it means to be less white is to be less oppressive, that means to be more white is to be more arrogant, more certain, more defensive, more ignorant, more humble. This is like so many other issues that come up from time to time. The best way to put this in perspective is to imagine if the word weren't here wasn't white, it was Latino or black or Asian. The association of negative characteristics like ignorance and arrogance, the association with any racial group is outrageous and ignorant. And yes, arrogant. 1-800-955-1776. Anybody out there who'd actually want to buy more Coca-Cola after this? And speaking of political correctness, it doesn't get much more politically incorrect than the Pledge of Allegiance. So what happened in a heartland state when the state legislature got to consider a bill that would require schools to administer the Pledge of Allegiance daily? Don't they do it anyway, most schools in most states? Are we going to have to go through another whole huge argument about saying the pledge? What if the kids kneel when other kids are saying the pledge? There's a spirit of insanity in this country that really is getting out of control. We'll be right back with the pledge story coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. The important new film, Stars and Strife, looks at the problem of polarization.
Washington today is probably the meanest and most partisan I've ever seen.
America beats the crap out of us, but we love our country.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We live in a zero-sum world. We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
We have to come together by breaking the habit of contempt.
We've proven as a nation, you give us a mountain to climb, we'll show you how to climb it.
Now available on Stars, Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information, visit starsandstrife.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Your show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I give it 4 stars.
Okay, there are 50 stars in the flag. I guess the Democrats want to include at least 52 by adding Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia, which I believe they would just call it the State of Columbia. Or I'm not sure how they would designate, but anyway, they want to add 2 new states. And the idea that an American flag should be displayed at every public school, this is not radical. This does not represent a change. This represents normalcy. But apparently one of the few states where this was not on the statute books, where it wasn't law, was the state of Iowa. And this story from Des Moines, a bill that would require schools in Iowa to lead students in the Pledge of Allegiance every school day, passed in the Iowa House of Representatives last week. Okay, the bill passed in a squeaker vote. It was 91-3. there were six lawmakers absent. Okay, so 91% of the people elected to the Iowa State House voted for the bill. Now moves on to the Senate. The measure, which applies to grades 1 through 12, would also require schools to display the U.S. flag in the classroom during the recitation. Representative Carter Nordman, a Republican supporter of the bill, said, "We don't pledge our allegiance to a government. We don't pledge our allegiance to a person or a leader. We pledge our loyalty to an idea, the American idea." Non-public schools could opt out if they believe that reciting the Pledge of Allegiance conflicts with their religious beliefs. That applies to Jehovah's Witnesses, who have opted out on previous issues with a complete support from the courts and from the government. Fine, if you believe that your religion prevents you from reciting the pledge, don't recite it. Students would also be able to opt out as individuals. A 1943 Supreme Court ruling protects students from being forced to salute the American flag or recite the Pledge of Allegiance in public school. Iowa is one of only a few states that doesn't have language in the code regarding the Pledge of Allegiance. Nordman, who is one of the sponsors of the bill, says, "We've been doing a disservice to our students, to our state, and our country I think the bill would be a good step forward in beginning to provide that. The three no votes were all Democrats. One Democrat who was initially opposed but then came over was a Democrat named Christina Bohannon. She had initial concern, she said. She thought there were other issues that matter more to Iowans, like coronavirus relief, and that some schools, most schools, already offer the pledge. At the end of the day, she eventually supported the measure, saying the Pledge of Allegiance gives students a chance to think critically about what these words mean. Our kids might ask whether our republic can last when many of our leaders refuse to denounce those who subvert our democracy. They might ask, how can we be one nation indivisible, if those in power pass election laws to suppress the votes of their fellow Americans, and so on and so on. Representative Mary Lynn Wolfe, a Democrat, voted against the bill. She said she hasn't heard any demand for this kind of bill from her constituents. Do people here remember what it was like saying the pledge? I mean, I wouldn't say that most kids, including very patriotic kids, spend the time thinking about it. But first of all, it teaches kids a language. Is there any part of the Pledge of Allegiance which is offensive? I know people say the fact that they say under God. It's not the same as saying in God we trust. That, by the way, is a citation from Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, where it said that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. And the idea that saying the pledge is somehow taking away from our freedom or liberty, it seems to me foolish. The thing that I worry about is that in Iowa and maybe around the country, there will be people who believe that students should react like football players react to singing the national anthem, to saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And again, perfectly legal, perfectly acceptable to absent yourself or to even remain seated and not to say anything. But if people start kneeling while the pledge is going on, what it all goes to is just this notion that we have to argue about everything. We have to argue about cartoons. We have to argue about the idea that being colorblind is a good thing. Being colorblind is a very good thing. And I don't think that most of us qualify our, oh yes, I have this many black friends and I have this many Latino friends and I have this many Asian friends. Really? Why is it a good thing to classify people, especially in a country where, as I talked to you before, the new census numbers show that 10% of new American babies, a full 10%, have a parent of color, and one parent of color, and one white parent, because people are very commonly crossing those lines and not seeing color, as the Cartoon Network wants you to. And do we have to reject the fun and silliness and sweetness and really the innocence of the Muppets because somebody thinks that they used a stereotype to associate with different nations of the world? It's all madness. And yes, and I'm afraid that after they finally do reopen their schools, if they ever do, in California, that they will go back in the San Francisco School Board to this vast project of finding new names for 44 different schools, because God forbid we have one school named after Paul Revere. And the objection to Paul Revere is all based on a mistake. It's not that he was a patriot in the war for American independence. He was an important local patriot in Boston. It's not that he was a great silversmith. He was a great silversmith. No one can talk about his craftsmanship in disrespectful manner. It's based upon the idea that he was part of an expedition in the American Revolution against the British, not against the British, British Indian allies, but against the British up in Penobscot Bay, which is known as the Penobscot Expedition. Somebody found out that Penobscot was the name of an Indian tribe, and they assume that Paul Revere was making war against Indians. He was not. This is nuttiness. And some of the nuttiness is, again, to see American history and to look at American history and not to realize that even some of the truly outrageous chapters in our history have a saving element. I just found an amazing story, and I know this history. I didn't know the good part. The awful part is the worst riots in American history, the most deadly, the most destructive, the most punishing, the most criminal, the most evil, were the draft riots in 1863. It was in July of 1863, right around the 4th of July, right around the same time as the Battle of Gettysburg. In fact, President Lincoln had to send Union troops from the field at Gettysburg to New York City to put down the draft riots. It's possible that over 1,000 people, most of them black, were slaughtered, some of them horribly. There's even a story of the rioters coming up and going into an apartment on the third floor, taking a baby and throwing the baby out the window. That kind of thing. For what crime? For what sin? The sin of being black. Well, there's another story which we will get to, but that has been unearthed about what happened after the riot was put down. And what the city did for healing, and it wasn't a government project. It was the white merchants of the city of New York who actually rallied to provide help, healing, reconstruction of a black orphanage, and other things for the people of color in the city. And this is way back in 1863 when slavery still formally existed in southern states. And they were still in the middle of the Civil War. We will get to that story and to much, much more. Also, the idea, speaking of civil wars, of a civil war within the Republican Party that will lead President Trump to launch a new party. A poll says Republicans would overwhelmingly support that new party. The Trump Party, the Patriot Party, call it what you will. I still call it this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.